If the lead is going to be flying, I want the thickest flak jacket money can buy. If missiles are on the way, I want to climb into the deepest bunker that man can dig. Spare no expense, leave nothing to chance. In life and death moments, the last thing we need is a veneer of protection that's as fatal as it is flimsy. Yet there stands Moses, telling us Israelites to hide from the swooping, sword-wielding angel of death, shielded only by a swath of lamb's blood painted on the doorpost of our house. It's like asking us to wear a crimson t-shirt to shield us from the atom bomb. Yet he does. Select a year-old lamb, keep it 4 days, sacrifice it at twilight, roast and eat its flesh, and paint the doorpost and lintels of your home with its blood. And I, says God, I will see the blood, and I will pass over your homes when I pass through Egypt, leaving in my wake dead firstborn sons who were not protected by the blood of the Lamb. God and blood, they go hand in glove. Behold the seemingly foolish ways of our wise God. He bids us to embrace what appears impossible, that blood alone is our defense, that blood alone saves us from destruction, that the blood of the Lamb is more than enough. Because it is. It is when Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, is selected and kept 33 years and sacrificed in darkness and roasted upon the cross, and his blood is painted by the brush of the chalice upon the lips of our heart and soul. For Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed, and the Lord passes over us. We are spared by the blood of the Lamb. The supper of Jesus is the new and the better Passover. We eat the body of this Lamb, and his blood courses through our veins. Outside of his blood is sure and certain death, but covered by his blood is sure and certain life. We are delivered from the Egypt of slavery to sin, and we are led forth in freedom to journey to the promised land above. We keep the feast of unleavened bread with sincerity and truth.